Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the second channeling from the island of Kauai. And we come to you from a place that is famous on Kauai. And it's called the Fern Grotto. You might think that the fame here would come from the royalty that traveled the river, from the kings and the queens of a past Hawaii, which spent time here privately, and only they, the li'i, could come. But that's not what we are going to discuss. Instead, we discuss something even more profound. The energy of this place has not been set by the ancestors or the royalty. You see, for the last 80 years, there was a tradition. And the tradition is this, that from all over the world, lovers would come here to marry, to say their vows, or just be together. And they would hear a song that wasn't even written by a Hawaiian, but became the song to sing right here. And so the rocks and the ferns and the dirt have heard this song for over 80 years, many times a day, through all kinds of weather, they would come. And the song was a song of unity. It was a song they expected to have sung first. Some would marry, some would simply look at each other because of the lyrics of this song and the oneness that it talked about in the spirit of aloha. I want my partner's partner to step up for a moment and read these lyrics so you can hear them.
This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon, bells will be ringing. This is the moment of sweet aloha. I will love you longer than forever. Promise me that you will never leave me. Here and now, dear, all my love. I vow, dear, promise me that you will leave me never. I will love you longer than forever. Now that we are one, clouds won't hide the sun. Blue skies of Hawaii smile on this, our wedding day. I do love you with all my heart.
It starts with, this is the moment I have been waiting for. I want to talk esoterically about the pure, magnificent, amazing love of God that has created with you a soul. Most of the planet understands the word soul. It has become so synonymous with a life force, with something that's even beyond a human being. So much has it got into that which is the way of the vocabulary of the planet that even those who are nautical, those who sail the ocean, will describe the number on board as souls on board, not even humans, not men or women, souls. The soul is something that is so complete that it cannot be then even doubted. There is a creator, dear ones, who knows your name, who loves you. While you stand here, those among the group here I want you to understand, as you stand upon the wood looking at the grotto, there is a soul in you that the creator of the universe put there. And it wasn't so that you can come here and suffer. It was so that you could come here and by free choice meet something that was so astonishing that even to this day, there is controversy about what it is. Those who are esoteric would call this something, the higher self. In so many belief systems, it is known by other names, but it is so much there and so alive. And what makes it mysterious is that it's you, the sacred you. So you become aware that there's a duality, perhaps. There's a human you, and then there's a sacred you. And what we have taught now for all of these 30 years is that as you walk through life, the task is to find the sacred you, to be synchronized in coherence with it, to understand that it's there so you would look for it. So let's talk about that soul that you have just for a moment, just for a moment. Can you imagine walking in a wilderness and having the one that would love you the most beyond any human on the planet be around you, perhaps be following you in an invisible way while you slogged through the energy looking for something else, not being even aware, not even being aware that there was something so amazing as a part of you that would love you so much that if you could unify, it would change your life forever. Once you have the sparks of unification with the soul that is yours, it's forever. It is a forever unification because it changes the way you think, the way you act, the reality that is yours, all of those things. I want you to think for a moment on the energy that is right here where you sit and where you stand. What would the energy be for that song with those lyrics sung many times a day for 80 years here? Can you feel it? This is the place of unity. This is the place of lovers. Would it be too much of a stretch to say that when you meet that higher self of yours, you become lovers of a high caliber and a vibration because you continue to love one another, yourself? Loving yourself is not something that is vain. Loving yourself is an assurance that you're a piece of God, knowing who you are. You love yourself enough to know not to step into certain kinds of vibrations or dramas. You love yourself enough to have the wisdom because of the unity that you found, perhaps with the sparks, when you realize and recognize that lover who is you. You might know what's next. What if we had a little reunification? What if we had a little marriage between you and you? What if we had something that some of you say, well, I've done that. I'm here because of it. What about a renewing of the vows? What about just saying, I recognize you, that which is put within me, which is the love of God for my entire life. Thank you for living with me. And if this is new to you, what about considering it's real? I want you to remember the words and the lyrics of that song. This is the moment I've waited for. This is the moment I've waited for. Right now, I want you to consider you're standing alone in this beautiful place that resounds with this love song, this wedding, this unification. It's bounced off the walls so many times, the dirt is probably tired of it. But it resounds with emotion. I can't tell you how many have wept openly in this place because they were so in love. Or they watched others who were so in love unify in a way that makes your heart soft and makes you perhaps hope that it could happen to you. And for some it has. But for all of you here, even listening, why don't we do this? And so an angel stands before you and asks you the questions, the will I, the won't I. And there's no real vows or rules. There is only a oneness that the angel asks. Would you unite with that which is yours and has been forever that you've now found? Would you deny any of this? Could you? Because this is your legacy, old soul, to eventually meet your higher self, marry your higher self, and be with that marriage which will create compassion and peace on this planet. And when the angel says, will you, and asks for, I will, what is the answer? And the answer is yes. And the answer is yes. This is the moment I've waited for. Can you put upon that scenario, which is esoteric, the same kind of feelings you would put upon two humans in love? And if you can do that, you'll understand a little more of why, for 30 years, I have asked you to fall in love with yourself. There's a moment when two humans look at one another in love and they both think each other is magnificent. That is what we are speaking of, because you are. But it doesn't go away over time, not with your higher self, dear ones, it increases. And day after day, you realize that this is a union, not just with a higher entity that is you, but of God, but of spirit, but of nature. How many of you have looked upon this Isle of Kauai and have seen more than the green? You've heard more than the water or the wind. And you realize that within this island itself, there's teaching. And if the island could speak to you right now, it would say, know this, that there is love here. And if you could ask the rocks right now, what is it they want? They would say, please don't sing the song again. We honor the rocks, and we'll not. You know what we've done. This is the message in this place for this day. And so it is.